This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo with his Japan counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discussed ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and global partnership. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said their discussions were productive and purposeful. He said that they agreed that India-Japan partnership is essential for world peace and stability.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है। हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है। हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट, इनोवेशन, इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरनमेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, मोबिलिटी, पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्ट्रेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप, ये प्रमुख बातें हैं।
In his statement, the Japanese Prime Minister said, India is bringing transformation to the whole world through innovations. He said, having complementary and mutual relationship is beneficial for both India and Japan. Earlier, Mr. Modi met Speaker Fukushiro Nukaga and a group of members of parliament from Japan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed the strong and friendly relations between India and Japan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Japan have set an investment goal of 10 trillion yen from Japan in India in the next 10 years. Special emphasis will be laid on connecting India and Japan's small and medium enterprises and startups. He invited Japanese companies to make in India and make for the world. While addressing the joint press statement after attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo with counterpart Shigeru Ishiba, Mr. Modi said that today, India and Japan have created a roadmap for the next decade, and at the heart of our vision is investment, innovation, economic security, technology, people, and state prefect partition. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed Gulab Barbora as a visionary socialist leader, freedom fighter, and Chief Minister of Assam, while launching his year-long birth centenary celebrations at Guwahati. Describing Barbora as Assam's first non-Congress Chief Minister who worked for the welfare of the masses, Mr. Shah lauded his brief yet impactful tenure that saw the establishment of several key institutions. A book on Barbora's life was also unveiled at the event. Earlier in the day, the Home Minister inaugurated the new Brahmaputra wing of the Rajbhavan and virtually launched the National Cyber Forensic Laboratory in Golaghat, aimed at enhancing cyber security across the Northeast. He also laid foundation stones for multiple armed forces development projects and addressed a Panchayat Sammelan attended by around 20,000 representatives from the BJP and other NDA allies. The government has approved the extension of the Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme ECHS facility. The scheme facilitates officer cadets who are invalidated from training on medical grounds attributable to or aggravated by military training. The ministry has taken this measure to reaffirm its commitment to the dignity and well-being of the armed forces. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26, at a five-quarter high. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter of current fiscal, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation today, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Agriculture and allied sectors have seen real gross value added growth rate of 3.7% as compared to the growth rate of 1.5% registered in quarter one of last financial year. And President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with sportspersons at Amrit Udyan on the occasion of National Sports Day. To celebrate Sports Day, athletes and sportspersons were given special access to Amrit Udyan today. The Udyan will be open until the 14th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.